This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. On the western slope, two people are still missing after a house fire sparked an old snowmass yesterday. One person was injured. The Pitkin County Sheriff's Office says four people were in the home when it caught fire and that one of the residents was injured while trying to reach two people sleeping on the second floor. An investigation into the fire is ongoing. Recent hot weather has sped up snowmelt runoff in Colorado's mountains. Rocky Mountain National Park has closed several hiking trails near the Colorado River headwaters due to flooding. Zach Hyris is a forecaster with the National Weather Service.
We've melted off quite a bit, but we'll probably still see some minor impacts in portions of Rocky Mountain National Park through probably the rest of the week.
A flood advisory is in effect through tomorrow for some parts of the park. The Boulder County Sheriff has also placed temporary restrictions on tubing along the St. Vrain River due to high water levels. Colorado Christian University has its first ever chancellor. Donald Sweeting has been CCU's president since 2016. He oversaw 6 years of record enrollment at the Lakewood University. As chancellor, he will amplify the university's educational mission and priorities, like preparing students for professions in church, business, and government. The search for a new president is underway. This is CPR and KRCC. It is a warm day in Fort Collins right now. It's 65 degrees and the high later will be 83, and it'll be sunny along the Front Range and the Western Slope. Thank you for joining us this hour. We're listening to 1A. In just a bit, we'll hear from a zoologist who says that traditionally females in the animal kingdom are called by Victorian sexist stereotypes. Stick around.